Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend, and we're looking to discuss disruptive technology, Chinese Communist Party. We welcome Brendan Weikert, the author most recently of The Shadow War, Iran's Quest for Supremacy. The other quest for supremacy is the People's Republic of China on the high end. What does that mean? Brendan, a very good evening to you. The low end is not doing well. We do not need shampoo bottled in China. And that margin disappeared when they lost the factory floor numbers to the generation that doesn't exist thanks to their brutality of the 20th century. However, they're going for high end, if I understand the ambitions of the National People's Congress. And the high end that I'm familiar with, thanks to your guidance, is hypersonic, quantum, yes, and AI to an extent. Are there other matters they're going to dominate? Supremacy, always supremacy. They love that word. Good evening to you, Brendan.
Good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thank you, as always, for having me. The Chinese, this is another round of their high-tech rapid development. You remember in 2006, they announced a 10-year science and tech plan that they pretty much met most of the benchmarks by this time as planned. They're now coming out with a new one. So on top of what you just listed, they're also developing cheaper forms of energy, space-based solar power, which the National Security Agency in 2007 tried to get the Bush administration to build, which is basically placing large collectors in orbit to collect sunlight continuously, beam it back to the Earth in microwave radiation form, and it basically would allow for remote energy. Imagine if you're on one of those man-made Chinese islands in the South China Sea. You don't have to worry about getting power traditionally to those islands. They can just set up a collector and beam it down from space. Another system is the brain control interface, BCI, that's Neuralink. It is believed that actually China has moved ahead of Neuralink in the development of this program. The thing that China's doing is their Neuralink tries to learn off of the human that it is being inserted. So it's sort of this machine learning model that makes it better. They're applying it to surgeries. And then, of course, there's nuclear fusion as well, where China is leading the world now in the hottest tokamak reactor.
Gordon, you have a question for Brendan.
Brendan, what will the you said that they're developing another science and tech development plan. What's going to be in it?
Well, I think it's pretty much everything we were just talking about. Quantum computing they want to dominate. It's going to be brain control interfaces, hypersonic weapons. They're actually developing, I wrote about this for Popular Mechanics a few months ago. They're developing hypersonic airliners to compete with the supersonic jets that United Airlines is purchasing. They're nuclear reaction, nuclear fusion, all the things that we just talked about. And remember, with artificial intelligence, it's one of the big ones that everybody's into. Everybody in America keeps saying we need greater energy sources to power the growth of AI. Space-based solar and, of course, nuclear fusion, if they can get it to work, those would be the big ones that would allow for China to really keep up with the United States and possibly even leapfrog us. Because right now, the biggest constraint on American AI, besides its onerous costs to develop, is the energy constraint.
Brendan, because there's no transparency in the People's Republic of China, my hesitation on these matters is the boasting, the rush to boast. DeepSeek is the example I offer. What may or may not be true about DeepSeek has not been confirmed. It is possible that they used helpmates, let's put it that way. and that their final costs were not close to what they claim. But there's no transparency. Now, that's just one example, but I extend it to these other technologies. A lot of boasting going on. Absolutely. And what have we got to demonstrate it?
Well, in terms of the AI, you and I have gone back and forth on this for a while. I think the AI, the DeepSeek was a proof of concept. We know that whatever the costs are, the Chinese, they actually don't care about costs. They will absorb it because it's that state model capitalism where they'll just keep dumping money into systems until they see a strategic return first, and then any economic gains are a plus. In terms of the quantum computer, in that South China Morning Post article that we're referencing, they listed how the quantum computer in China has been open to the world, including the United States, and you can log on now and you can use it to do things. And so we know that these systems are real, but you're right. There's a high degree of boasting, and certainly there's always the problem of, for instance, the computer chips. So for AI in China, the biggest constraint right now is the tech war. We have prevented the Chinese from gaining access to advanced semiconductors, although they are working quite prodigiously to catch up, and they are starting to catch up. But right now, that is the number one constraint, which is, I think, why a lot of the boasting is there. But we should not underestimate them because they have previously met many benchmarks.
Gordon, your comment on the boasting, is that something that we can rely upon? Does it indicate one way or the other about doubts at the high end?
I think it certainly indicates doubts. China's main form of diplomacy is intimidation. And this boasting is really just a sideshow of this, that they are going to try to say, look, you know, we Chinese are leaders of technologies and you have to adopt ours and you have to follow us. So it's very much a part of a broader plan on the part of Xi Jinping to say, look, you have to submit.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, what do you think about that?
No, I think that's certainly at play. And this is what, you know, the studying China is both interesting, but it's also very annoying because, of course, they're so opaque. I do think, though, what we have to do is look at what they can do and what we can prove. And what I think is safe to say is China in these key areas is at least able to keep up with the United States, which is a problem, especially because a lot of what they do is built upon wide-scale industrial espionage. And you and I know this in my book, Biohacked. I talk about how they basically pilfered our entire biotechnology community of technology and used it to build their own. And they did this with every sector, including manufacturing back in the day. This is how they operate. But that in and of itself is a problem, and we're going to have to constantly kind of be vigilant of this.
We have a minute, so I'll be quick. Long March 3, they dumped the first booster on human beings. What is that, high end?
Well, again, I think with the Chinese, they don't really care how they get there as long as they get there. And right now, the Chinese are keeping a pace with us in space. And the Chinese would counter, hey, Elon Musk's rocket just blew up over the Bahamas. This is part of the learning curve when you're talking about how high-end tech.
Long March 3 is not learning curve. That's a routine into orbit. Well, you agree? I mean, and they won't correct it. They can't correct it.
I don't think they care to correct it because they just want to get into orbit. That's the issue. Speed.
Brandon Weikert, the author of most recently of The Shadow War, Iran's Quest for Supremacy, and we've been discussing China's quest for supremacy. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder. from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311. You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.